Today is the deadline to qualify for the homebuyer tax credit, the federal stimulus program Congress expanded and extended to help stabilize the housing market. As the deadline arrives, there's some confusion in Massachusetts over how buyers can still qualify in the hours left today. There's also concern that the sales uptick the tax credit brought to the real estate market may not last. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has more.
Let's just say that Brian Ashley is rejoicing. That's church organist Brian Ashley, practicing late at night at Boston's First Church of Christ Scientist. He spent business hours lining up a home loan.
So between house hunting and practicing, that's pretty much been my life for the last few months.
Two nights ago, Ashley and his wife signed a purchase and sale agreement for a cozy duplex on a little hill in Jamaica Plain, just in time to get the $8,000 credit.
I didn't do the cash for clunkers, so as well go for the house.
Ashley says they were planning on buying anyway, so they figured why not buy now and get the cash. They apparently weren't the only ones.
The market seemed really hot. You know, we hear about the slow housing market, but this area, every time we saw a place that we kind of thought, that might be kind of nice, and bam, it was gone.
They were outbid on a few houses, but managed to strike a deal and push the sale through in time.
I've been working 16-hour days.
John Maxfield is a Boston realtor with Prudential Unlimited. He says the April 30 deadline has made things pretty hectic.
I was here until very, very late last night once again. It has, in fact, created quite a flurry.
But Maxfield says it's been more of a flurry than it needed to be. There's confusion. Massachusetts is different than most states because the home buying process includes first a signed offer, then a purchase and sale agreement, or P&S. Most states have only one contract. So realtors here disagree over what the tax credit requires, the offer or the P&S. Maxfield says it's the offer.
You have a contract on the property, period. That is a fact. Everyone's rushing to put together purchase and sale contracts when, in fact, you need only have an offer signed.
Maxfield is confident because he used to be a CPA before becoming a licensed realtor 20 years ago. But he seems to be in the minority. Most realtors are saying what Jill Streck says. She's with Chobie Hoy Associates in Brookline.
What we're suggesting is better safe than sorry and make sure that the P&S is signed by the deadline, which is April 30th. Because you better be safe than sorry.
One thing both realtors do agree on is that the tax credit isn't driving many sales that wouldn't have happened otherwise, at least not in their areas. John Maxfield says Boston's housing market was already recovering.
So we've had this pent-up demand, low interest rates. The sellers became more realistic, prices dropped. So we were doing fairly well and didn't really need the incentive, but the incentive certainly helped our market out.
How much it's helping the economy out is another question. Chip Case is an economist from Wellesley.
The thing about the credit is you don't get a lot of bang for the buck.
He says the tax credit has been very inefficient, especially ever since it was extended last year to existing homeowners, too. Case says it mostly just sped up sales. He's not sure the housing market will truly recover until more people get jobs.
I don't think the tax credit's going to do a lot one way or the other. I mean, we're either going to have a good spring market or we're going to have problems. The next 2 months are going to tell a tale. I think we're going to be flat to up. But I say that with absolutely no conviction.
That's not really stressing out Brian Ashley too much. He's the church organist who signed a purchase and sale agreement this week. He now has exactly 2 months to close on his house to officially collect the $8,000 back on his taxes.
It is a lot of money. You got to work a lot of hours for that. It could buy you a new kitchen. It could buy you a lot of furniture.
He does hope the market continues to stabilize. It would be a shame if the federal government spent billions trying to get more people into houses only to see values drop again. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.